Welcome to Business Boost, the revision podcast that gets you exam ready, one topic at a time. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and most frequently tested skills in GCSE business, data interpretation. Whether you're sitting AQA, EdExcel, OCR, or any other board, I promise you this skill is going to come up. So let's get into it. By the end of this episode, you'll know exactly how to read and interpret graphs, charts, and financial data. You'll be able to calculate and explain profitability ratios, analyze cash flow forecasts, and use market data to support your business decisions. And crucially, you'll know what examiners are actually looking for when they award marks. Let's go. Section 1, Core Concepts. Let's start with the big picture. Data interpretation in business means taking numbers from tables, charts, financial statements, or market research and turning them into meaningful conclusions. The key word here is meaningful. Examiners don't just want you to read numbers off a page. They want you to explain what those numbers tell us about the business and what decisions the business should make as a result. Think of yourself as a business analyst. Your job is to look at the data and say, what does this mean? Is this good or bad? What should the business do next? That's the mindset you need going into any data question. Let's work through the five main types of data you'll need to interpret. Type 1, graphs and charts. You'll encounter bar charts, line graphs, pie charts, and tables. Each one tells a different kind of story. Bar charts compare categories, for example, sales figures across different months or different products. Line graphs show change over time, perfect for spotting trends. Pie charts show proportions, for example, market share split between competitors. Tables organize multiple pieces of data together. When you're asked to interpret a graph, always do three things. First, describe what you see. Use actual figures. Second, identify the trend. Is it rising, falling, fluctuating? Third, explain what this means for the business. For example, sales increased from 40,000 pounds in January to 75,000 pounds in June, a rise of 35,000 pounds. This upward trend suggests the business is growing and may need to increase its production capacity. Notice I used actual numbers. That is crucial. Examiners explicitly reward quantitative evidence. Don't just say sales went up, say by how much. Type 2, profitability ratios. This is where a lot of students lose marks because they confuse the two ratios. Let me make this crystal clear. The gross profit margin, or GPM, is calculated as gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This tells you how efficiently the business is producing its goods or services. A higher GPM means the business is keeping more of each pound of revenue after paying for the direct costs of production. The net profit margin, or NPM, is calculated as net profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. This tells you the overall profitability of the business after all expenses, including overheads like rent, wages, and marketing, have been deducted. Let's do an example. A business has revenue of 500,000 pounds. Cost of sales is 300,000 pounds. That gives a gross profit of 200,000 pounds. The GPM equals 200,000 divided by 500,000 times 100. That's 40%. Now, after overheads of 120,000 pounds, net profit is 80,000 pounds. The NPM equals 80,000 divided by 500,000 times 100, that's 16%. So what do these numbers tell us? A GPM of 40% means the business keeps 40 pence from every pound of revenue after production costs. An NPM of 16% means it keeps 16 pence after all costs. The gap between GPM and NPM, that's 24 percentage points, represents the overhead costs. A large gap might suggest the business has high fixed costs that it needs to manage. Here's a memory hook for you. GPM equals gross equals production efficiency. NPM equals net equals overall efficiency. The NET catches everything. Type 3, financial data, profit and loss, average rate of return, and cash flow forecasts. A profit and loss account, sometimes called an income statement, shows revenue, costs, and profit over a period of time. When interpreting it, look for, is revenue growing? Are costs rising faster than revenue? Is the business profitable? The average rate of return, or ARR, is used to evaluate investment decisions. The formula is average annual profit divided by cost of investment multiplied by 100. For example, if a business invests £50,000 in new machinery and expects average annual profit of £10,000, the ARR is 10,000 divided by 50,000 times 100. That's 20%. A higher ARR means a better return on investment. Cash flow forecasts are one of the most important financial documents in business. They show the expected inflows and outflows of cash over a future period, usually month by month. The key figure to watch is the closing balance. If the closing balance goes negative, the business has a cash flow problem and may struggle to pay its bills. When interpreting a cash flow forecast, ask, are there any months where the closing balance is negative? What is causing the problem? Low inflows or high outflows? What could the business do to fix it? For example, arrange a bank overdraft, delay payments to suppliers, or chase customers to pay invoices faster? Type 4, marketing data and market research findings. Market research data comes in two forms. Primary data collected directly by the business through surveys, interviews, or focus groups, and secondary data, already existing information from reports, websites, or government statistics. When interpreting market research findings, look for patterns and trends. For example, if 65% of survey respondents say they would buy a new product, that's a strong positive signal. But also think critically. Was the sample size large enough? Was the sample representative of the target market? You might be given a table showing customer preferences or a bar chart showing brand awareness. Always extract specific figures and link them to a business decision. For example, the data shows that 72% of customers aged 16 to 24 prefer to shop online. This suggests the business should invest in its e-commerce platform to target this demographic. Type 5, market data, market share, changes in costs, and changes in prices. Market share is the percentage of total sales in a market that a business holds. The formula is business sales divided by total market sales multiplied by 100. For example, if a business has sales of £2 million and the total market is worth £10 million, its market share is 20%. Changes in costs affect profitability. If raw material costs rise and the business cannot pass this on to customers through higher prices, profit margins will fall. This is a classic exam scenario. You'll be given data showing rising costs and asked to explain the impact on the business. Changes in prices affect both revenue and demand. If a business raises prices, revenue per unit increases, but demand may fall. If it lowers prices, demand may rise, but revenue per unit falls. The key concept here is price elasticity, how sensitive demand is to price changes. Section 2, exam tips and common mistakes. Right, let's talk about what examiners want and what trips students up. Tip 1, always use data to support your answer. This is the single biggest differentiator between a good answer and a great answer. Examiners call this quantitative evidence. Every time you make a point, back it up with a figure from the data provided. Don't just say the business is profitable. Say the business achieved a net profit margin of 16%, which is above the industry average of 12%, indicating strong overall profitability. Know your formulas cold. In the exam, you won't have time to work them out from scratch. Gross profit margin, net profit margin, average rate of return, market share, these must be automatic. Write them out 10 times tonight if you need to. Tip 3, interpret, don't just describe. Describing is saying what the data shows. Interpreting is saying what it means. Examiners credit interpretation. Sales rose by 20% is description. Sales rose by 20%, suggesting the marketing campaign was effective and the business may need to increase stock levels to meet demand. That's interpretation. See the difference? Tip 4, compare where possible. If you're given data for 2 years, 2 businesses, or 2 products, compare them. Use phrases like compared to, in contrast, whereas, this represents an increase of. Comparison shows analytical thinking. Tip 5, watch out for the command words. Calculate means show you're working and give a numerical answer. Always include the formula and the unit. Analyze means examine the data in detail and explain its significance. Evaluate means make a judgment, weigh up the evidence, and reach a conclusion. Common mistake 1, forgetting units. If you calculate a profit margin, write the percentage sign. If you calculate a cash figure, write the pound sign. Missing units can cost you marks. Common mistake. 2. Describing trends without explaining them. Revenue increased each year earns 1 mark. Revenue increased from 200,000 to 350,000 pounds between 2022 and 2024, a rise of 75%, which may be due to the business's expansion into new markets, earns 3 marks. Common mistake. Ignoring negative data. If the data shows a problem, a falling profit margin, a negative cash balance, declining market share, don't ignore it. Examiners want you to identify issues and suggest solutions. Common mistake. 4. Confusing gross profit and net profit. Gross profit is revenue minus cost of sales only. Net profit is gross profit minus all other expenses. Always be clear which one you're using. Section 3. Quickfire recall quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give you the answer. Cover your notes if you can. Question 1. What is the formula for gross profit margin? Answer. Gross profit divided by revenue multiplied by 100. Question 2. A business has revenue of 800,000 pounds and a gross profit of 320,000 pounds. What is the gross profit margin? Answer. 320,000 divided by 800,000 times 100 equals 40%. Question 3. What does a negative closing balance on a cash flow forecast indicate? Answer. The business has a cash flow problem. It is spending more cash than it is receiving and may be unable to pay its bills. Question 4. What is the formula for market share? Answer. Business sales divided by total market sales multiplied by 100. Question 5. What is the difference between primary and secondary market research data? Answer. Primary data is collected directly by the business, for example, through surveys. Secondary data already exists, for example, government statistics or industry reports. Question 6. What does ARR stand for and what does it measure? Answer. Average rate of return. It measures the profitability of an investment as a percentage of the initial cost. Section 4. Summary and sign-off. Let's bring it all together. Data interpretation is about turning numbers into insights and insights into decisions. The 5 key areas are graphs and charts, profitability ratios, financial data including cash flow and ARR, marketing research data, and market data including market share and price changes. Your 3 golden rules for the exam. 1. Always use specific figures from the data. 2. Interpret, don't just describe. 3. Link your interpretation to a business decision or implication. The memory hook to take away, GFMMD, graphs, financial data, margins, market research, market data. That's your 5-point checklist for interpretation questions. You've got this. Keep practicing with past paper data questions, time yourself, and always, always back up your points with numbers. Thanks for listening to Business Boost. Good luck in your exams. I'm rooting for you. See you next time.